Hi fam, welcome again to another episode of the Veracity Podcast. My name is Veracity, your one and only cruise queen, energy goddess, vibe mistress. That is me, yo. Welcoming you specially to another episode of your favorite podcast show, the Veracity Podcast. This episode actually came about when I had a discussion with High Praise. You all know High Praise from our previous episode, yeah? So we're talking, it was about food actually. So I told her, I don't eat that. With shock on her face, she looked at me like, Veracity, what exactly don't you eat? Like, the things where you chop, be like saying now just like two or three. I'm truly told her, I don't eat this. So I'm here making an episode telling you things I don't eat in case you have the plan of, you know, let's go out, let's hang out, yeah. So you know, I don't eat this and that. Do you get? Like, I don't eat it. Don't give it to me. Don't even try to make me eat it. Don't force it. Please. I'm begging you on my nails. I'm begging. So the very first one on my list is goat meat. Hey, God in heaven. Okay, the reason behind that is because growing up, my mom, where she's from, they don't eat goat meat. So I said just a goat meat. Oh my God. Okay. Goat meat. They don't eat goat meat, so it's really very difficult. When we are growing up, you can never use any of her utensils to touch goat or to carry goat meat. It's just really that annoying. So growing up, the smell alone irritates me. Funny thing is, my other siblings, they eat it. My dad eats it. So it's just basically me and my twin that have actually cultivated this habit of not eating goat meat. But I kind of like it though. Like, the smell of goat meat make you want Yeah, that is one of them. The second one is chicken. Chicken. So chicken has its own history. Yeah, you know when they say when you stay in a river, what's how long would they hungry you? That's the kind of story behind that chicken one. But if you want to know more, just holler at me. I'm gonna tell you the full gist. Another one is chocolate. Ooh, no matter how sweet or how everything the chocolate is, I can never eat chocolate. I don't just have any genuine reason for not liking chocolate, but then you can never even catch me like eating chocolate. I'm not the chopper, you know, they enter my eye like bounty sneaker. Keep them to yourself. I'll not even look at it twice. No, we don't do that over here. This other one is very funny. Beverages. Tea and bread. Okay, I take bread, but drinking tea, like, I don't. Okay, the reason for that is that before now I used to drink tea, but growing up I noticed that each time I take it, I always have runny stomach. It's not like I want to use the toilet, but it just have a way of disturbing me all through that day. So I had to stop. Before you go kill me now, let me stop. So that's the reason for that. But the funny thing is, I can just like scoop Milo and put it in my mouth and then just chew it. Like, that's cool, but that doesn't do anything. What is it? I'm a criminal? No, I'm not. I just enjoy it like that. So another one is black soup. For a real Benin girl, like, that is our main soup. Do you get? I don't eat it. Why? Very funny story too. So I literally woke up one day and said, mommy, cannot be eating black soup again in this house. She thought I was joking. She just said, hunger will kill you. And it was like a joke. So the way my mom makes her own black soup, she adds bitter leaf inside. And how can I be eating soup and it's bitter? Oh God in heaven, please now. And to know that eba is my favorite swallow, eating eba with black soup, God, please now, please. So since then I stopped eating it. The first time there was another food in the house, so I ate it. The other time there was no food, so my mom was like, what are you gonna eat? I said nothing. She looked at me like, this girl, you're not serious. But she gave me meat. You know what I did? I went to wash the soup away from the meat and she was like, look at you, you think you have sex, so what about the one that entered inside? That was really funny, but I shall eat meat sharp. I slept with hunger that night. That was not funny. Another thing I don't eat is banga soup. Funny thing is, the way the Benins make their own banga is different from how the true Delta people make theirs. I don't even know where Benin people go their own from. It's so funny. People be adding scent leaf to banga soup, and I don't even like that scent leaf for anything. Oh, that's sickening. So yeah, I don't like banga soup. I tried it around my stomach for 3 days. First time I ate it, so no, I don't eat it. Even the starch. Oh no, please. Please. Before now, I used to have the thought of getting married to somebody from Delta State, but no, with that soup, that food, that's literally like their favorite food. But no, I can't make it, I can't cook it, I cannot eat it, and you not eat it. So let's say about self stress. Another thing on that list is catfish. Roasted dough, fried dough, grilled dough, peppers. That's even the worst. Like worstest. Oh my goodness, how do you all do it? I can't even stand the smell of that catfish. I'm sorry if you eat it, you might find this really very annoying that I'm talking about it this way. I'm sorry. But then, I don't know who came up with the idea of making catfish pepper soup. Please. Another thing I actually don't take in general is that pepper soup of a thing. There's a way they make it in Benin. They put so many plenty things inside. I'm like, what's the need? Now let's just rest. They're like, no, it's very important. Can you come? So somebody asked me one time, so what would not happen if you give birth? I'm not gonna take it. So I was meant to ask, like, the people living in the abroad, do they eat pepper soup? Do they take it? Are they not still alive? Why should we in Nigeria be suffering, be drinking? See, when I give birth, please, nobody should bring it close to me. See, we go fight. Let me just tell you now, we go fight. And they have to put and live inside too. You're gonna kiss somebody. So most of them is actually use goat meat and catfish. Do you get? And don't do chicken pepper. Ah, God in heaven, please now, don't keep people's children with food. So I lived in Akwa Ibom State for a while, and the funny thing is, I never actually tried out their different foods. Like, they have plenty of it. Chicken, someone said I'm very boring. I admit to accept them. I'm very, very boring. See, trying out different food, that's not my favorite thing. Let me just watch you eat it from afar. Fisherman soup, man, coco. I don't want anyone. That fisherman soup more. That thing they carry. The one they call, this seafood or seafood, yeah, seafood, like different one, like they're so cool and pleasant to the eyes. But say, make I put some for my mouth? No, we can't do that, my dear. I'm sorry. So, yeah, the very last one on this list, this should have even been the number one. Fufu, hey, in Benin, they call it Satana, different names, like. How do you eat something that smells? How? Can people just try to be nice to yourselves? No matter how you try to copy that it does not smell kidney. No, my dear, you're a liar. But the funny thing is, I can actually make it for you if you want to eat it. Like, I can help you pound it in. Yeah, I know how to pound. I'm not lazy. So, yeah, I can do that. But then, say, I eat it. No, we're not gonna do that. We are not gonna do that over here. I am not boring. No, I don't just like trying out food. You can say I'm not adventurous, but no, not in this case. No, not in this case. Not about food. I don't like when I eat and start running heketa seketa, like looking forward to use the toilets and all of that. That is so tiring and draining. Like, I can't do that. No. When it comes to food, let's just stick with the one we know. Even with the one we know, you start using different methods. Like, please stop it. Thank you. Yeah, so let me know what you don't eat, if it's part of this list, or what you eat that you think I need to try, but I will not. Just tell me, Sha. Yeah, let me know what and what you don't eat, what you eat that people find ridiculous, or what you don't eat that people think you're missing out from. Let me know all of that. I could really use that, you know. Maybe by talking, I can, you know, consider it. Give it a thought, you get. Yeah, that's how we call it a wrap on this episode. We're going to hear from you. Reach out social media everywhere. You know the drill. My name is The Veracity, Cruise Madame, Vibe Nation President, everything Vibe. That is me saying goodbye.
You've just listened to The Veracity Podcast. To enjoy more of it, please subscribe on your preferred listening platform. You can also follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @TheVeracityPod. Don't forget to keep your browser locked.